This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Personified as the TJP program continues under the auspices and help and jurisdiction of Jennifer Horn, Tori Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, with a tribute to Ed Sheeran lovers everywhere. Apparently Ed was in Nashville, and one of the radio stations there that plays his music asked him to design and sign a T-shirt, which they are now auctioning off, Kara. All the money goes to Vanderbilt Children's Hospital. So you can get in on the action.
How much do I have to pay for it?
About $100,000, maybe.
Oh, so Trump change.
Yeah, Trump change. I like that.
That's not what I said, but...
Oh.
Sure, why not?
Close enough, right? All right, so Friday, October the 13th. Unga bunga. Friday the 13th. Jennifer, what are we going to do?
We're going to run and hide. We're going to stay in bed all day. It's a scary day.
Is it? Nah. It's an opportunity day, don't you think, Victoria?
Sure. Opportunity. I'm not really sure. About for what? Anyway, but okay.
Can we get a couple of buckets of water, Karen, throw on these two? So, you need to
I
get a hold
of
the same stuff.
One of our cats isn't feeling so great.
So that means you need tea with honey. Mm-hmm. That means, let's see, I got a whole bunch of sort of prescriptions from Jack and Mary.
That sounds nice, actually.
On the, so why don't you go get a cup while we are talking about the Boy Scouts. The number one item, I have access to the Talkers Magazine charts for the week, something that becomes a conversation over the weekend on a lot of radio stations that carry this program. And so, according to the research at Talkers, Harvey Weinstein is number one. The wildfires in California, only number nine, according to their research. Very interesting. The the nature of many of the stations that carry this program is much more political than is this program itself. And the Weinstein thing, I would have thought, would have come in number two. California wildfires and the results of what's happened there, and the impact, number one. That's the way I would have read it, but I'm not doing the research. They are. And one of the stories popping through, one of the things about life, and it's being written about, the Boy Scouts. I think this would be, in my book, number three this week, even though it's only come to light in the last day or two. The Boy Scouts have announced that girls are going to be allowed to become Cub Scouts and earn the rank of Eagle Scout, which is the Boy Scouts' highest honor. So does this mean, in effect, that the Girl Scouts go away and we don't have Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts anymore? We have unisex Scouts? What is this?
That's what it should mean, I guess, because the Girl Scouts are still in business, but this severely undercuts them, I think.
Oh,
I don't know.
God.
Maybe it's just being traditional, but I actually support the fact that these were separated by gender, because I feel like there are very few. I mean, we've done a really good job, and I think I've said it before, of raising strong women. I mean, we're doing such a good job that most people admitted to college are women. Most graduates of college are women. Women are the ones that are finding more success than men. And I feel like Cub Scouts, Eagle Scouts specifically, was something that helped really build a strong man who actually knew how to take care of his responsibilities and, like, knew how to do stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the program changes a little bit. I mean, maybe it stays exactly the same, which would be okay. But I think in some ways you lose that ability to shape individually when you have everybody a part of it.
Well, they're still separating by gender, but it's interesting that they did a lot of research, and a lot of girls apparently wanted a path to Eagle Scout. They didn't have that. They don't have that in the Girl Scouts, so I guess girls
Shouldn't
who...
Girl Scouts do that, though? Wouldn't that
yeah,
be...
They, yeah, I know. They won't. For whatever reason, they don't and won't, so...
So they're responsible for their own
girls,
demise.
Yeah, some girls want a path to Eagle Scout, and that which is the highest honor, so mm-hmm. and the highest level you can reach, but so that's why...
Really? Activities that they pursue be different than the boys because there's
so,
a lot
no.
of physicality to a lot of the things that the
I Eagle think that's Scouts part of the reason do. Why some of the girls want to reach Eagle Scout. Mm-hmm. It's because of the physicality and things like that that are not offered in the Girl Scout program.
Yeah, as someone who is a Girl Scout, and maybe I just had a bad troop, but I felt that we really didn't do all that much. You don't really learn very many practical skills. A lot of the badges are, I feel like, kind of cutesy. Like, they're not really all that helpful. You know, you go out and, like, play some sports, but, like, all of our leaders didn't... They weren't very athletic. They weren't really helpful. We didn't really learn that much. So I can understand the benefits. I kind of just wish that the girls and the boys would maybe have some, like... I'm kind of like Jen. I'm traditional in the sense that I think it's kind of nice to have separate places, and then I wish that they would come together and kind of teach each other, the boys and the Girl Scouts, what they're learning in their own... you know, in their own troops. I don't know. I feel kind of weird. I feel like they should have Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, and then a unisex one. I feel kind of weird about Boy Scouts becoming unisex Scouts and then also unisex. Having Girl Scouts on the side. I don't know. It feels like there's not... I feel like it's nice for each gender to have a place to grow separately.
The board of directors voted unanimously to make this change. Let's see. This... But how long have Boys and Girls Clubs, Scouts been around? 100 years or more, probably, I'm guessing. As long as I can remember, and Jennifer's going to give me the jab about 100 years. From what I'm gathering here, it's up to the local organizations to decide whether they want to have both dens for girls and boys, Cub Scout dens, or one that'll be... all together. So they have girls separately, boys separately, but there's no point to that. Otherwise, you just... You'd think, if I'd have been them, the smarter thing to do would have been to go to the Girl Scouts and say, how do we work together? Now, if they said, I think one of you said that the Girl Scouts didn't want to do this, then they are responsible for their own demise.
Do you know the reason why they don't want to do it? Is it just because they want to remain their own completely separate entity and they don't want to have any of the same activities as Boy Scouts, or what?
Haven't the slightest.
Because
I
know barely, and it's not like there's a huge amount of boys going to become Eagle Scout, but I know barely any girls who stayed all the way through, I guess, what's the highest? And you get like you become a cadet in Girl Scouts, and I think there's some award you get at the end, but it doesn't really mean all that much.
I'm reading a book called Blue Fishing, and it's the story of a fellow who overcomes all kinds of odds and becomes Olivia Pope, in a manner of speaking, in real life. A fixer and a ranger. Everybody, should I assume that everybody knows who Olivia Pope is, or should I explain that? Olivia Pope is the main character in the television show Scandal, which has been on, I think, for 7 or 8 years. And her character fixes things. She's a fixer. And so this fellow... who has written the story of him being a real-life fixer, analyzes why he became a fixer. And the analyzation goes back to his childhood when he suggests not only with his own upbringing, but what we all constantly are taught is that we can't do this, we can't do that. If you think about how many times you were taught as a youngster, or you were told... no, his research suggests that he's written this book with a child psychiatrist, that the average toddler is told no 400 times a day once they get to be old enough to be cognizant. So think about how you, if you're even in the average, or maybe you're not, maybe you're fortunate, but you know as well as I do, that, and I can hear my father saying to me no, I don't remember my mother saying no, but I remember my father saying no. And I wonder, Jennifer, about you and your mother, and Victoria, you and your folks, and Kara, whether you're fitting into this overview, according to this fellow whose name is Steve Sims, an Englishman, that it's instilled in us for so long, from such a young age, to stay with the pack. There's safety in numbers. Don't wander off. Don't climb too high. Don't swim too far. Don't ride too fast. Don't look dumb. And then, you know, it kind of goes from there. We do. We are told that. I think the philosophy that I learned 25, 30, 35 years ago was that, or I believe in the philosophy that I was taught about how children are brought into the world. Babies are perfect. And then they pick up all of the things that we have. I mean, it's like there's no end to the sorts of things that we were taught or told, even though sometimes we've tried to modify them. We still are infected with all of that stuff.
Well, and I think there's a lot of truth to that, but there is still something to be said for people that do have things that are just, I mean, basically that's it's nurture versus nature. And I think there are still a lot of things that we have to credit nature for.
Like?
Well, I think there's a lot of, I mean, psychological issues that are caused by nature over nurture. I think that's evident. Well, that's evident in families where one child, if they're siblings, and one child grows up perfectly fine and the other one is completely problematic and they have everything is the same, same schooling, same parenting, same everything, then I think that there is something biological more than psychological.
It's very interesting. I say this at the risk of being considered a lunatic, but I've been considered a lunatic a lot in my radio career and in my life. As my radio career has reflected my life, I have come to believe that astrology is a fabulous tool in understanding who you are, how to deal, and how to know and deal with others. And so what you just said makes me think about an example that I gave this week of the tragedy of human life. My dear friend Maria Trilogy, who is the astrologer on this program, had a son involved in the Santa Rosa fire, and he lost his life. And so there have been a lot of things happening in her family. This was the oldest son. This was the person to whom all of the others in the family, the children, looked to for advice, counsel, ideas. And the younger brother, Joshua, was always kind of shy, retiring, not out there, just he sort of hid from reality. And Maria sent me a note talking about how proud she was about her son Joshua because he stepped up to the plate, taken the reins of making the arrangements for the final acknowledgement of this youngster, not actually 40 years old, this fellow, Michael, and the sister. Maria had two daughters and two sons who were close to her. The rest of them are all spread out everywhere. But the other daughter lives just south of Santa Rosa, and now her home and her community is in jeopardy from this fire. So imagine having two people in the family. I'm sure there are others who have done this, but I'm just thinking about the fear. I read it, and I've never seen or heard Maria be afraid of anything, but I can feel it in her words. A mother looking at her children in this kind of danger. And then the son steps in, takes over, and is now sort of managing the family. And this kid, I wouldn't have ever thought, you know, he's a hard time finding his way to the grocery store. So it's really interesting how sometimes people step up and sometimes become themselves at later points in their lives. Early on, though, I do believe that life becomes limited depending on your parents' role in teaching you what's good or bad, right or wrong, what you ought to do, what you ought not to do. And I think as far as the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts are concerned, I think this is asinine. But that's just the way I look at it. We're all becoming the same. And I think that that's not a good way for advancement, frankly. 21 after the hour, this is the DJV Forum.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Sound like to you, Jennifer?
Who?
Roger Daltrey's long-awaited memoir arrives in bookstores in the fall of next year. Says, I've always resisted the urge to do a memoir, but now finally I feel I have enough perspective. Isn't that what it really is all about, huh? Sometimes you see these people write stories of their lives, like some of these young punk rock stars. They don't have any life experience at all. Can you imagine that little worm, Justin Bieber, writing a book about himself? Good God.
I'm sure he probably will someday.
Anyway.
And you'll be number one on the wait list for it.
Oh, yeah. Right. Daltrey goes on and says, when you spend more than half a century at the epicenter of a band like The Who, perspective can be a problem. I'd agree with that. Everything happened in the moment. One minute, I'm on the factory floor in Shepherd's Bush, which is a suburb of London. Next thing, I'm headlining Woodstock. He first mentioned the book in an interview a couple of years ago, saying, I'll only release it if it's a good book. I don't care how long it takes. Most of the rock biographies that I've read, I got bored with about halfway or two-thirds way through the book. I hope not to fall into that trap. So Daltrey says he feels ready, taking 3 years to unpack the events of his life, to remember who did what, when, why, and where, to separate the myth from the reality, to unravel what really happened at the Holiday Inn on Keith Moon's 21st birthday. That's got to be a story and a half. So he says, I hope the result is more than just another autobiography. I've been lucky enough to live in very interesting times. I've witnessed society, music, and culture change beyond recognition. That I'm still here to tell my tale when so many others around me didn't make it is nothing short of a miracle. He has just concluded the final leg of The Who's 2017 tour with a series of South American dates with Guns N' Roses. I guess the future, as they haven't really made plans for the future, although Daltrey's working on his first solo album since 1992's Rocks in the Head, and is launching a tour in late October where he pledges to mix Who hits with rarities and selections from his solo career. All right, so that's...
Are most of the Who still alive, or is it like half and half? I don't really know much about them.
I don't remember, frankly. I was never a big Who fan, and the only name that's recognizable immediately to me from the band is Roger Daltrey. So, I mean, he knows around.
I guess maybe some of them must still be around if they're on tour.
Yep.
Yeah,
but...
right, yeah. Right.
If not, they're like the Temptations, where there's like there's one of them. Cousin of the original band member.
Right. Also, in music news, in this portion of the hour, of every hour of our program, we have a musical focus. Britney Spears in front and center position here, back in action at her Piece of Me show in Las Vegas. She has a message. Las Vegas is stronger than it was yesterday. She returned to the stage at Planet Hollywood for the first time since the shooting at the festival a couple of weeks ago. To open the concert, the phrase Vegas Strong appeared on the screens before Britney and her dancers came out sporting hats that said Vegas Strong. She said, quote, before I start the show, I just want to say we're here for you, you're here for us, and we're going to get through this together, okay? Later on in the show, she thanked the first responders who were in the audience. She said, quote, there's some special people here tonight. They're our Vegas first responders. Let's give it up for them. And the crowd did. Later that night, one of her dancers posted on Instagram, quote, last night we weren't just in Vegas, but the show was for Vegas. Our hearts and prayers go out to the victims and families of the event Vegas Strong. All right, so that came out of the Boston Strong, and that'll happen, I suppose, when these things occur. Hopefully there won't be any more. Food for thought from Brittany at 28 after on the DJV show.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. One, find a quiet place if you can. Two, sit upright because meditation is different than lounging. Three, close your eyes so you minimize distractions. Four, sit still because it's said the quiet body can produce a quiet mind. Five, focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Four after the hour now on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen is here. Victoria has departed as one who is not feeling particularly well, and we are mindful of that. And because my heart is open, I said, Victoria, go take care of yourself. And she readily obeyed my commandment. How about that for influence, huh?
Woo! Ah. She was out. She's currently probably in line to buy Yankees tickets, right?
Yeah, how are those Red Sox doing? Like, how are the Nationals doing?
That really what's going on.
She says, sucka. She's standing in line ready to buy some Yankees tickets.
That's going. Say hi to the folks at Fort Myers and Naples, that end of Florida, and in the Dayton area of Ohio, listening in and checking in this morning to the DJV show. Also, outside of Albany, WSD, the Colbisco station is very cool. Fresno, hi, what's going on up there? My God, not that far from the epicenter of that big fire. Jennifer, what do you know that today that we don't know or didn't know yesterday with regard to either that fire? The fire that's in the southern part of the state is pretty much out, isn't it? Or
the Anaheim fire is out. This one, I think they were able to maybe get like 5% contained, I think, when I went to bed last night.
The big one.
The big one. But there are 28 fires now burning up in the Bay Area. So it's not even just one big one. It's that all of these little fires have broken out and are burning together. And they're fighting the winds. So winds have been a factor all week long. They haven't been able to get any relief from that.
And they create, these big fires create their own wind.
They do create their own wind. But what it seemed to, people are thinking happened is that a power pole, a power line might have been down during the wind, and that would have started sparking some of these fires. So just unbelievable. The more I hear from my friends who are up in that area and looking at my Facebook feed, it's devastating. These pictures are like someone dropped a bomb up there. It's horrible.
We have become this year very focused, I think, more than I can remember in any year that I broadcast, and I've been on the air for quite a long time, more focused on natural disaster and the impact of it, perhaps because of the effect of social media. I was looking at a picture this morning, a couple hours ago, of a huge hole the size of Lake Superior that has appeared on the ice in Antarctica. And so some of the scientists who are quoted, some of the people that study this area of the world, say the hole, which is called a Polynya, Polynya. Would you say that was Polynya? Right?
Something like that.
It's a puzzling reality because it's odd. Although these holes have been detected since the 1970s. But what's happening now, according to the research, is that warm, fresh water is getting underneath these ice packs, which are in some cases, depending on how deep the water is, they can go down 5-6 miles. Same depth down as the average airplane is up in the sky. And so they're guessing that the ice has been broken because of the squeeze that's come from fresh water. If fresh water is lighter than salt water, or is it the other way around because of the salt? I forget. You can't sink in the for example,
salt water makes you buoyant. Yeah, so that would probably make you lighter? No, I don't know.
No, the water is heavier.
It would make you lighter.
Make you lighter. Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly. All right, so anyway, they're still trying to figure this out. They haven't fully addressed what they think is going on, but the last hole like this occurred 40 years ago, and this thing just seemed to happen almost overnight. But the thing that the current group of naysayers are saying, oh, my God, this is more global warming. Hello, it happened. The same thing happened 40 years ago. Not suggesting that that's a reason to be cool, calm, and collected about it. But this is the continuing progress, and I think it sort of underscores my theory that there's a combination of things going on here. The people who would have us believe, the industry that would have us believe that it's all man's fault is nonsense. It is the continuing maturation and change that goes on as the earth matures, changes, whatever word you want to. And then, there's a combination of fossil fuels and stuff, maybe moving along faster than it might have normally gone. But it's going to go the way it goes and the way it's gone. So, but this, if you see this hole, man, whew, there's something. I have a tab trending in science that I see. And it gives me these things, and every once in a while I figure it's worth a minute or two of our time. One of the other things, Jennifer, I think is good news that you'll be interested in. I came upon a report that was the result of a group of police, scientists, and community activists coming together at the Insight Retreat Center in Santa Cruz for a summit on mindfulness in policing. This is a group of people from all of these walks of life that have started a dialogue. Actually, it was the idea of a police lieutenant in Hillsboro, Oregon, named Richard Gerling. And so this is the first year of it. And the idea is to try to figure out how the police and the community in any or all towns can get along better, how the police can be better, how the community can be more tolerant or understanding of what they have to do. I thought this was a brilliant move, frankly, and something that needs to be done more frequently and in a more broad sense to bring in people from all over the country. Not that there were, there are a lot of people mostly from the Northwest now, but this is a good step because we need the police.
Yeah,
we need to have a good relationship with
the police. I think the most important thing you say there is police in the community. My sisters live in Baltimore City, and I feel like one of the biggest issues that they have is that there just aren't really police in the community.
No,
you know, my uncle, both of them were Baltimore City police officers. And when my sister moved into the area, and it's, you know, not that great of an area, but one of my uncles said to her, you know, if you have any issues, just make friends with the police. And one of her biggest complaints is, well, there aren't any in the community to become friends with or to talk to. They're just not around. So I feel that's so important in understanding what's going on in the community is actually being there and being a part of it.
When I worked in Baltimore in the 1980s, I felt that there was a fear factor in certain parts of the community. Even then, that was 30 years ago, when you just didn't, you know, there were parts of the city you didn't go into. If you were a white man, you better stay out of these areas. And you never saw police. And I think in this circumstance, modern day policing in that community, predicated by a horrible mayor and bad leadership in the police department, these guys are on their own. It seems that way anyway.
The more that the police can do to make themselves accessible to young people, especially, so that young people just grow up with the respect of law enforcement. I mean,
That's the way it used to be. Beat cops.
We were talking about it. Yeah, you had people walking the streets, right?
Around your
area. We had a fundraiser
We didn't have them on the farm, but we had them downtown. They were all over the place downtown. A couple of them together walking around all the time.
We had a fundraiser just actually yesterday, the last night, for some Ontario Police Department members who were, and San Bernardino Fire, who were shot during the Las Vegas massacre, I guess would be the only way to call it.
Right.
And they did not die, but they were pretty catastrophically injured, and so they did some fundraising for their family. And what I thought was so smart is that the fire department, the sheriff's department, and the police department all came out with their units and let kids get inside, look around, actually had it as part of like understanding, so there wasn't like the shroud of secrecy about what happened inside of a police car. Like they had the kids in there and they were showing them how to turn the siren on and stuff. I mean, it was really cool ways to get the kids involved, which is smart, which is what you want them to do.
That's exactly right. All right, other important things going on today. It is No Bra Day.
Sounds good
to me. Encourages women everywhere to go without their bra to raise awareness for breast cancer and the challenges that those with it are facing. So you read the first sentence and everybody, ah, ha, 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 and then it gets serious. October is Breast Cancer Month, I think, isn't it? If I remember correctly.
Yeah, everything's pink.
Get beyond the Susan G. Komen Foundation and actually find groups that help in that event when you're eager or anxious to give. Speaking of things to give, I've noticed, maybe it's because of my focus on this, that the Red Cross has been absent from a lot of promo. I think we noted yesterday there was some big push to get people to give, and the push included lots of national and regional organizations to help in the fire in this circumstance, and the Red Cross was nowhere to be seen. And last night, I was watching a television program, as a matter of fact, I think it was Scandal, and an ad came on that was paid for, because what you don't realize is that a lot of the ads, you think they're public service ads that come from the Red Cross, they are not. They're paid advertisements. That's how they use some of your money. And the ad was encouraging you to give money to help for the families that need help in the fire. And I thought that was, you know, pretty indicative of the fact that they're beginning to eat their own stuff. You know what I mean? They're just beginning to realize that they've got a bad rap, and it's deserved. So let's see what they do about fixing it, if anything. But spending what is one of those spots on a national show costs $180,000 to $250,000, usually. It's about the average rate for a spot, 30-second spot in a national show. All right, so where are we? Oh, you know what? You have Coach bags? I remember talking about Coach a few months ago, and I sounded silly because I didn't really know that much about Coach, although I knew they were upside-down horseshoes was their symbol, right?
Well, it's a C, basically. C. So it's, yeah, but it's a definitely, I mean, it's a recognizable C. And I think a lot of women have purses that are emblazoned with the C all over the place. That was sort of their signature look at Coach, was to do different color bags with the C all over it.
Why are they changing their name to Tapestry?
I think it's really dumb. I don't know. I mean, I think the Coach brand has been, and maybe, Carrie, you can jump in on this, but I think Coach has maybe been downgraded or overlooked in favor of Michael Kors or some of these other designers, Kate Spade, that are in that same price class with Coach, but are somehow a little bit more popular. So maybe they feel like they'll be able to get market share back. I still think Coach, though, is a very classic brand, and I think everybody knows it, even more so than a Michael Kors or a Kate Spade.
Selena Gomez stays as the celebrity ambassador. They're going to keep the brand, as you're suggesting, but they're now part of a bigger company. They were taken over by Stuart Weitzman in 2015. And so they're broadening their portfolio with other things.
I don't really understand why they wouldn't just open a line that goes with Coach, like maybe for younger people, and call it Tapestry, and have, because I think that Kate Spade and brands like that are really popular because they have great patterns and their bags are just great looking, but it's for like a younger generation, I feel like, and I feel like Tapestry should just be kind of the millennial version of Coach, because I'm not really into designer bags, so I'm probably not the best person to ask. But to me, the Coach pattern is, I don't really like it. I think it's kind of boring looking. I don't really like the colors of it. But if they had an offshoot of it that was maybe brighter and a little bit more exciting looking, then I can see that. I don't really understand replacing the entire name of it with something else. Like, Coach is so recognizable.
There you go. A lot of people ask that question. But that is one of the most important things of the day affecting ladies and perhaps the gentlemen who want to get them nice Christmas presents. So, guys, when you're looking for a good brand, don't look for Coach. Look for something else. Or maybe you'll find Coach. But in the meantime, let's talk about the brand of pillow that we want people to get close to. And the brand is My Pillow. My Pillow. My Pillow was invented by Mike Lindell. This pillow will change the way you use your bed forever. No more cheap chemical foam pillows for you. These just don't cut it. I'm looking at a comment, a result. This lady is Carlene. She lives in California. She says that the pillow, the MyPillow, is the absolute best product I've ever used. I thought my days of sleeping like a teenager were long gone. I can't thank you enough for this. That's kind of a cool recommendation, isn't it? This pillow has a chamber that's filled with patented product. This is something that Lindell came up with himself, and it's so good, and he's been so crafty and creative when inventing this, he made sure that you could revive it. You throw it in the dryer for a couple of minutes, and it comes back to life. You always, when you first get your MyPillow, you throw it in the dryer, and it comes to life, and you can shape it. Jennifer's great at describing how she shapes the pillow as she gets into bed so that it can hold up her neck and her head and that sort of thing.
Well, it's designed to fit into all the crevices that your neck creates. And you just kind of shove it in there, and it's awesome.
Yep. My Pillow available right now, 50% off when you use the DJV code. Go to MyPillow.com. The promo code is DJV, 50% off the four-pillow pack. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Everybody needs to replace their pillows every single year. It is so, the stuff that's in your pillow, it's gross. People, I said, got a note from somebody. Said, why do you keep saying how gross that stuff is? Because it is. That's why I say it. So you'll do something instead of sleeping in that mash. 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee. Machine washable. Made in the USA. MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix, provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Three after the hour now, time for me, because Victoria Keelan is indisposed, so I, Doug Steffen, have the pleasure of going through the top five stories this week from the world of technology. And I will do as, well, Kara is at the controls. Kara Schillen will correct me if I stumble and bumble through something that I may not have mastery of, but let's see how well I can do. Number five on the list, working our way to number one, is a focus on this new waterproof Kindle. If you're an avid reader, you sit in the bathtub, you worry about your book getting soggy, can't read, can't put the good book down, though, so you want to have something to protect the Kindle if you're using it. So the folks, I guess, are smart enough to know there is a market for this. And just in time for Christmas, boys and girls, they've solved their big problem of making the Kindle waterproof. The idea is you'll be able to read at the beach or in the pool or in the bathtub. The model is called the Oasis, rated as being able to withstand immersion up to 2 meters of fresh water for an hour. Good God. So you're going to read under the water? $249. Wait a minute, there are two different versions. The 8-gigabyte Oasis is $249. The 32-gigabyte version is $279. So, and there's one that has free cellular connectivity that's $349. That's quite a price tag. because you buy them now. I bought one for Jennifer a couple of years ago. It was $70, I think, if I remember correctly. So anyway, got a 7-inch screen, built-in ambient light sensors, aluminum back, and there it is. The new Oasis Kindle, shipped by the end of the month. Number four, Netflix. Boo! Raising prices again. You look around between Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, HBO, and all the rest of them, those $6 to $15 charges every month quickly add up, and now Netflix is about to become more expensive. Your plan's going to go up by a buck or two. Increases for users in the United States. Increase goes into effect next month. And let's see, what's the standard service now? $9.99 goes up to $10.99. A premium plan goes from $11.99 to $13.99. Those of you who have the basic plan, rest easy, keep your dollar. Increase doesn't apply to the basic plan. So everybody's going to go backwards to the basic plan, except you won't be able to see anything. Can you see House of Cards with the basic plan? I think you can. Andrew, that's where I start. But I watch a lot of older shows on Netflix. So, all right, that's that story. Number three on the list, counting down to number one, the Internet beaming balloons headed to Puerto Rico. The FCC has given the green light to get a balloon-powered Internet program going to temporarily help the people because there's no Internet, there's no phones, there's nothing. In Puerto Rico, 83% of cell sites are still out of service. So that's where Project Loon comes in, partnering with local telecommunication companies to transmit high-speed Internet from high-altitude balloons. Run by the research firm X, formerly known as Google X, provided backup Internet services after other natural disasters. Matter of fact, it worked with Peru earlier this year to provide Internet during the bad flooding down there. So that's good news for those of you. There's nobody. We have a station in Puerto Rico, but they can't hear us because they're not on the air. Number two in the top five this week of technical items of interest and importance, Amazon says that parents can hand over the keys to the castle if they're silly enough to do so now. First time teenagers be able to independently log on to Amazon, shop as long as they're linked to their parents' account. New program launched this week allows four children in a family between the ages of 13 and 17 to browse the Amazon app on their mobile device, making purchases with payment methods chosen by their parents. Have the packages delivered right to them if that's what they choose. So, how do we like that? Moms and dads, parents can opt out of the green lighting on every purchase, setting a spending limit instead, each child, you got four children, set a different spending limit for each one. Still sounds a little iffy to me. Number one tech story of the week. Senators are planning social media oversight laws. Social media companies pretty much been operating without any outside regulation that could come to an end because of proposals in a bill that would make tech companies release details of who's buying political ads. The bill isn't out yet. Senators are working on it. They got to go to the Federal Election Commission first to get the language right. So if you spend $10,000 online to buy ads, you'd be supervised according to this bill. All right, there it is, the overview of the top tech talk stories this week.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.